Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Avila reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn bunts towards first. Fain fields the ball and throws to Pierce covering. Safe. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glynn moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Glynn moves to third. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Rivera moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to third for the out. Strickland moves to second. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Strickland moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila is walked intentionally. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball towards left. Minoso catches it and throws to Fox, who relays to Fain to double up Majeski. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler bunts towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to third. Minoso moves to second. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel is walked intentionally. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rivera scores. Minoso moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mealy moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pierce moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Pierce moves to third. Fox moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Glenn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mealy strikes out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Minoso scores. Lawler moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Majeski strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up towards short. Caris Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Avila applying the tag. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 4 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Caris Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone pinch hits for George Strickland. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. Caris Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.